If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Destructive Virginia floods.
Mudslides, houses in the road. It's just a mess.
President's mission in Israel.
To stop Iran from building a nuclear bomb.
Abortion law and a 10-year-old rape victim.
We're going to start to see a lot more tragic and difficult cases.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, dozens of people are unaccounted for and homes have been destroyed and damaged after storms triggered epic flooding in rural Southwest Virginia. CBS's Christina Ruffini is on scene with the latest.
Powerful floodwaters washed away more than 100 homes, devastating this community in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains.
It moved this house. Everything is gone. Everything. It's sad.
The storms caused landslides, blocking roads and washing out bridges. No power, landline, or cell service was available in some areas, making it difficult to contact dozens unaccounted for.
So as they make their way back to the shelter, we'll do a reunification and be able to check that box off and go basically house by house.
It's the second day of President Biden's visit to Israel. Iran and its nuclear program seen as a threat to Israel and the world.
You have an ironclad commitment from the United States of America to Israel's security.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on a story emerging from the sidelines.
CBS News has learned the U.S. Secret Service has sent home one of their own early after being detained by police for allegedly hitting a woman while drinking at a bar in Jerusalem. An investigation is underway, but this is the third agency employee sent home from an overseas visit this year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the G20 Economic Summit that Russia's war in Ukraine is the greatest challenge to the global economy.
We're seeing negative spillover effects from that war in every corner of the world, particularly with respect to higher energy prices and rising food insecurity.
She says the effects have been felt in this country. Inflation last month ran at a 9.1% pace, the highest in 41 years. Soaring prices at the gas pump and grocery store have hit all of us hard. CBS's Nancy Chen says renters are also paying the price.
Amanda Morrow expected the rent for her Manhattan apartment to go up this year, but not by over 50%.
There's no way that we can afford to stay here anymore.
She says the only way out is for her and her husband to leave the city.
There's nothing we could have really done to prepare for that kind of an increase. It's happening all over the city.
And across the country. Rents rose by nearly 6% in June, the highest one-month jump in nearly 40 years. Electricity is up more than 13%, with groceries costing families 12% more than last year.
A 27-year-old man is under arrest charged with raping a 10-year-old Ohio girl. She went to Indiana for an abortion because under her state's law, she would have been required to give birth unless her life was in danger. Here's CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Columbus Detective Jeffrey Hune testified in an arraignment Wednesday that 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes confessed to raping a 10-year-old girl at least twice, leading to her pregnancy.
Is that daughter still pregnant today?
No.
Why not?
The victim went out of state to have a medically terminated abortion.
Hune said the victim underwent the abortion in neighboring Indiana at the end of June. The Indiana doctor who said she performed the abortion said the child was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. That's 3 days longer than Ohio allows an abortion to take place. Ohio is one of 11 states with bans that have no exceptions for rape or incest.
Now to London.
Morning, Mr. Stacey. Hello.
where Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey made a court appearance. He pleaded not guilty to charges of sexually assaulting three men. The alleged incidents happened between 2005 and 2013. The trial has been set for next June. Brittany Griner's trial resuming today in a Russian court. The WNBA star's abrupt guilty plea last week could be a maneuver to expedite legal action so any negotiations for her release could proceed. The drug charges against her could mean a 10-year prison sentence. The FDA has authorized the Novavax two-dose COVID-19 vaccine for adults. CBS's Dr. David Agus says its makeup is different from the other available vaccines, and that could appeal to some who've been reluctant to get vaccinated.
It is against the original Wuhan strain of the virus, so it hasn't been changed yet, but it's certainly in those people who've been reticent to get the RNA vaccines. The hope is we can get more people vaccinated in the United States with this.
It's being called the biggest theft of secrets in CIA history, and in New York, a jury has convicted software engineer Joshua Schulte in a case where he defended himself. He also faces charges in a child pornography case. A California court has unsealed some of the documents in the criminal case against Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski. He's 88 now and lives in Europe. Polanski has been a fugitive since pleading guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl decades ago. A somber remembrance yesterday, 10 days after a mass shooting.
In north suburban Chicago, a candlelight vigil is held to honor the seven people killed in the Highland Park Independence Day parade shooting. Dozens were injured. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering.
We are all survivors. Each of us will have a different experience and a different timeline as we find a way to move forward into our new normal.
Some from Highland Park traveled to Capitol Hill Wednesday to take part in a gun control rally. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Off New York's Long Island, two people were injured in separate shark attacks yesterday. One was a man on a paddleboard.
This individual was knocked off the paddleboard, took a punch at the shark, and saw the shark coming back around.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says it's the same area where a lifeguard was bitten earlier this month. In the other incident, a 49-year-old swimmer standing in waist-deep water was bitten but was able to walk to safety. New development in a listeria outbreak that's been blamed for at least one death and about two dozen hospitalizations. A family ice cream company in Florida has recalled all flavors with expiration dates through June 30th. The heat is on this summer and many school districts facing teacher shortages.
Florida students go back to school in about a month with the state about 9,500 teachers short. Some districts are trying to think out of the box for recruiting.
Having to recruit some districts from even out of the country.
Leon County Teachers Union President Scott Mazur says the Tallahassee area, for example, is about 100 short as negotiations for a new contract continue.
If it's not the most important thing that the district is doing right now, then it needs to be.
The state education department says there's a critical shortage in seven areas from English to math and science. There have been recent moves to increase base salaries for new teachers, but a statewide union says the average salaries are well below the national average. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The fire that's burning in Yosemite National Park and threatened the giant sequoias is now burning to the east into Sierra National Forest. It's 23% contained. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.